This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome tonight's guests. Like a porcupine and a bowl of spaghetti, he's sharp and red all over. Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor Charlie Hertz. He's a man of conviction and a writer of fiction. Author of Up in the Air, Walter Kern. She's a twig with an electronic cig. Host of Sicily Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tib. And he's so tall, squirrels try to hide their nuts in him. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that one, Tyrus. I couldn't help it. Anyway, Charlie, have you ever seen a political faction more emotional or irrational than the left right now?
No, it's I really do think that President Trump has broken them. He has broken them on so many fronts and given us the clearest choice, I think, that we've ever seen in terms of between whether you just love America or you hate America. We've never had a clearer choice than this. But nowhere has he broken them more clearly than with the games that they've been playing for a long time about race in politics and trying to divide everybody by race. And watching these rappers come out in favor of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump was talking about something not that divided us, not finding irrelevant things about us that are different, but finding things that matter to all of us equally, as you pointed out, the green. Mm-hmm. And appealing to them. And of course, it takes the boldest people to step forward and say, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna go with this guy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think you're right. I think 50 Cent is voting for Trump.
Of
I don't
course.
Care what he says. There
of
are
course.
Not enough crazy ex-girlfriends in the world to keep the Trump voters out from supporting Donald Trump.
You don't know some of the things I've said that aren't true to get women out of my life, Walter. Walter, I haven't talked to you in a long time. What are your thoughts on this upcoming election?
Well, first of all, I'm dug in here in Montana. You can't tell that from this television screen, but I've been spending all my days alone in a cabin with Costco chili, 12-gauge shotguns, and porcupines. And I win either way, no matter what happens. See, if there's rioting and civil disorder after this, I probably will emerge king of the Rocky Mountains, and Anifa will be chopping my firewood for the next 10 years. If Biden wins, I simply ignore him, call a lid on the next 5 years like he's called a lid on the last 5 months, and read War and Peace. So I'm set, man.
No, that's
I'm set.
Good. Kat, what would you like to talk about? 50 Cent and Chelsea Handler, or what
yeah.
you're preparing for?
I think you were a little hard on Chelsea Handler, honestly. Mm-hmm. Do you remember she did that Netflix thing, Hello Privilege, It's
yes.
Me, Chelsea?
Right.
And I think that was probably very, very impactful for every single one of the 14 people who watched it. So just to be clear on that. But I think what we're all missing about the Ice Cube thing in particular is that he didn't at all endorse Trump or say, hey, I'm this Trump guy. He was working with both sides because
right.
he's like, I want to help fellow Black Americans. This is more important to me than politics. And people still went nuts. It's like
yeah.
doing this could help Black Americans, but you still can't talk to him. I mean, what are we doing here? Truly.
I don't know what we're doing here. Seriously, I'm not sure what I'm doing right now. Tyrus,
I'm in a van, so.
I know you're
yeah.
in a van, but you're used to being in a van, you sick person. Tyrus, what are your predictions for Tuesday? Do you have any? How do you feel?
Well, first of all, I wish a damn squirrel would try, okay? Every time I come outside, they run the other way. You know, tornado squirrels laying no nuts on me, bruh. You know what, man?
I knew you were going to let that go. So,
No, I couldn't. I'm an American, damn it, and I couldn't let that go down. This election is really going to come down to who's going to be responsible. Now, I'm making a pledge. If the Democratic side wins, I'm going to do everything I can to try to support any divide, try to put one step forward and working with them, because I feel it's the losing side's responsibility to try to loosen up, tighten up the divide a little bit, because they didn't do that when they didn't get their way, and we got to be better than them. But on the other hand, if the Republican side wins, are we going to go through more YouTube videos of people screaming and unrest and pushing that narrative out there? So I'm challenging the Don Lemons of the world and stuff who let people friendships go because of political beliefs. You need to work really hard to close that gap, to be like, you know what, we got 4 years of this, we got to find common ground. I think that message needs to go out to everyone, because regardless of who wins, we're still all Americans, and I think it's important to start acting like Americans towards each other regardless of who wins.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
They'll keep their distance if you aren't part of the resistance. This week, the Girl Scouts tweeted congrats to Amy Coney Barrett for becoming just the fifth woman ever to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Angry lefties had a meltdown over it, including some so outraged they vowed to never eat Thin Mints again. That's probably good. So the Girl Scouts told them to piss off, losers. Not really. They caved, deleted the post, explaining Girl Scouts of the USA is a non-political, non-partisan organization. Not true. We are neither red nor blue, but Girl Scout green. We're here to lift up girls and women. So they removed a tweet because they say they're nonpartisan, but isn't deleting it kind of partisan and really weak? Which is why I'm no longer going as a Girl Scout for Halloween. Although I looked great in that outfit. I put it together myself. All right, Kat, is this another example of how the woke won't take yes for an answer? The national organization, you know, echoes left-wing platitudes all the time. And yet what happens is they get devoured by the wokeadile.
Right, especially because there couldn't have been anything less political than that original tweet. I don't know if everybody else noticed, it wasn't just Amy Coney Barrett on that graphic. It was everyone who is or ever has been a Supreme Court justice who's a woman. And then they're saying they're deleting it because they're not political. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do something and then say the reason you're doing it is because you don't want to do that. I don't know. I'm going to go home, right? I'm going to take like 10 shots of tequila to the face. And Cam's going to be like, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, well, I really recognize the importance of a sober mind. And I think alcohol is poison.
Wow. Very good. Tyrus, it sucks to be a kid these days, right? Like, we're stripping them of their genders, their heroes, their organizations, their costumes, their schools. I mean, this has got to be the worst time to be a young human being.
Not in my house, bruh. My kids love life. Yes. I entertain them constantly. I mean, it's cool when your dad's a 6'8 monster who's extremely intelligent. So I don't know what you're talking about. It's a regular plethora of cornucopia of fun in my house. You know, what makes me sad, though, because I kind of wish the Girl Scouts were all my daughters, which is not impossible. But what I would have liked to have said is someone to stand up to them and say, go to hell away.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. I understand why. I hate the fact that the Girl Scouts deleted it, but I understand why they did. They don't want the Girl Scouts canceled. They don't want protests outside. They don't want little girls going to the doorsteps and trying to sell their cookies, which are phenomenal, and have a bunch of grown adults screaming at them, calling them names. So I think it was, unfortunately, it was the better side of, do we really want this? Because they don't play by the same rules everyone else does. And they've convinced the world that their little 10% of 10% on Twitter matters. So that's the sad part, because it wouldn't have just stopped there. There'd have been little girls crying and someone telling them, I'm not buying your box of mints because you support the Supreme Court. And she's like, I'm six, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, so bring those mints over here. They're good over here. The mints are the best.
Well, Charlie, I'll tell you this. Tyrus doesn't mince words because he's making a very important point. And that is, if companies actually stop taking this subgroup of a subgroup of a subgroup seriously, and we decided to share the risk, you wouldn't have to run away from this stuff.
Well, I think, isn't that the lesson that we've learned? Mm-hmm. You can't give in to these people, because they never stop. Yeah. They keep coming at you. If it's not this, it's the next thing. And the only thing you can do is just, you can't give in. And that's why I think that, I really do honestly believe that if President Trump manages to pull this thing out and win re-election, that it will break more of them. And it will be America not giving in to exactly this kind of madness, kind of temper tantrum.
You know, Walter, could this Girl Scout story be a lesson for all corporations? Don't bother trying to falsify your preferences. Just tell them to screw it.
Well, like Tyrus said, Girl Scouts are especially vulnerable salespeople. A lot of them are under 4 feet tall, many under 50 pounds.
Yes.
And putting them out there on the front lines of the woke wars was probably not a good idea in the first place. I think the Girl Scouts should just probably shut up about everything except cookies from now on. These poor kids don't deserve to be in the middle of this world.
Yes. Thanks to Charlie Hurt, Walter Kern, Catherine, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.